Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. I am Louis Beasley, your host pastor. I just want you to know that we're just trying to get hooked up here, so we ask you to kind of bear with us for a moment. And but I tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power. Well, I was hoping I could be able to get some sounds here. Y'all, bear with me for a few moments. I could tell you my testimony and pray somebody get blessed from behind it. But when I tell you something about the name of Jesus, when you use it and you mean it, and you obey the word of God, it's an awesome thing. So you all bear with me just for another moment or two, and we'll have everything sort of hooked up here. And y'all only knew this. My being here is a miracle. When I tell you it's a miracle, it's a miracle I'm able to be on the air today. But here it is again. God hear prayers. We just have to believe. You've got to believe. That's the key. Right there. Just believing what the word of God say in every situation. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Thank you.
Amen, in the name of Jesus. And not only our pastor, but anyone else that is going through any type of sickness. We're praying. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And we're going to stand on those promises. We're praying for the bereaved families, Father God. And we're praying for Evangelist Sharon, Father God. And pastor's family also. Anyone that is bereaved, put your trust in the Lord, for he will work it out. Lord, we give you praise today. We just want to say thank you, Lord. I ask that you will bless all those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who are going through and be with those who are bereaved, because we know you're in control. Father God, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And again, thank you for agreeing with me earlier. I didn't know who else to check, but the doctor had stepped at the room, and the Spirit said, text Pastor, tell her we ain't in prayer with you. And I'm going to tell you, brother, it works, man. That's all I can tell you. And especially when you be specific. So I thank God for that. And I want the devil to know. The word of God is in God's plan for us to have it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I'm
going
to take my time and say what I got to say today, because y'all going to hear from me this week quite a bit. Maybe more you want to hear. But they've given me the whole week off. Told me
all
that
right.
You go lay up, set up that leg, and you're going to be okay and want me to take some kind of medicine. I don't care about all that. I just want you all to know I thank God for what he did.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited because the word of God is in God's plan. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody said, well, just you know that. No, you really don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying, God wants us to have his word.
Yes.
Then he wants us to do his word. Now, how do I know that? Because our whole life is centered around being in his word. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in his word, you're in him.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Can I say that one more time, Pastor? When
you're
in his word, you're in God. Because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So, as long as you stay in that Word, you're staying in God. That's what Satan don't want. He never wanted us to stay in the Word of God. He never wanted that. He never wanted us to obey the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Sunday we were talking quite a bit about, being in the Word, different things you can do to get in the Word. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today, whatever it takes to stay in that Word, you press your way. You stay in it. God has recorded everything. He's recording it right now. He knows your works. He knows what you're doing. He knows if you're faithful or not to the Word. So this week, going to give you all like an outline. We're going to be talking about the word is God's plan for us. It's his plan that we be in that word. John 15:7. Matter of fact, we'll read some of these scriptures. Some of them we might read, some of them we don't. I just want to prove this point. God wants you in his word. John 15:7.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. In John 15:7 in the King James, it reads as follows. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the message. But if you make yourself at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask, will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to be talking about that. God wants you in his word. You see that, right? I know you see that. Why you think he says abide in him? Because he wants you in it. Then he wants you to do it.
Yeah.
In that word is where you're going to learn who you are and whose you are and what you are.
All right.
And it becomes real personal then, because God's going to share that with you. And James 1:22, read that one for me, please.
James 1:22. Read this following in the King James. But ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Amen.
Amen.
Act on it. So when you hear the word, it's as though God is telling you what to do, how to do. So that's part of his plan, is to get his word. You know, when you say the word of God, have you ever looked at the word of God as being the gospel?
All right.
You convert the word of God, it's the gospel. When you're talking about the gospel, you're talking about the word of God.
Amen.
Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. In other words, I'm not ashamed of God, because God and his word is the same. So I'm not ashamed of it. So I don't mind telling people about the word of God. How about you? How about you? Are you ashamed of it? So, we're going to deal with that. We're going to talk about that the word of God will always say something.
Amen.
That might have went over somebody's ear. Let me say that again. The word of God will always speak to you. It's going to always say something. Here's the key. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's going to say something.
Yeah.
Because
it's
God speaking to you.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
And I'll just tell you, these religious people will always be mad when you take them out of their playground. When you take them out to church and say, let's go to what the word say, you get them out of religion. The religious people, that's all they know is to be religious. Take them out of that. And bring them into your area. I remember that time when Pastor gave us that word about how that snake, I think that was Pastor. That eagle took that snake out of his comfort zone.
Yes, he did.
Because see, that eagle wasn't going to try to fight that snake on the ground. So it took him up in the sky where he's at. And he couldn't work with it.
Amen.
And that's what you're going to have to do with people in it pertaining to the word of God. Because in that, you'll be able to show them what truth is.
Yeah, say it.
See, you'll be able to show them that two things God cannot do, brothers and sisters. Let me be real clear. Two things he can't do. One thing, he won't lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
He won't go back on his word. So if you're listening and he promised you something, you can go ahead on and claim it. You can go ahead on and act like it. Like I did a while ago. I told that doctor, I said, can you give me my papers now? He said, for what? I said, because I'm being dismissed in a little bit. Then hurry up and expedite me through that whole thing, that whole process. I'm going to step over that land up right now. I'm supposed to be over there right now, waiting for this one and that one to come. And no, God expedited that thing in such a way, boom, here I am. And you guys are witnesses.
Hallelujah.
And I know, Pastor, Pastor Bell to witness, because she texted me and said, I'm in agreement with you, Pastor, that you'll be down at 12 o'clock. So she bet she can't go back. Now it's too late now, Pastor. You got to tell
her. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So we got to talk about putting the word of God first. And let me tell you another reason I know God wants us to know that the word of God is part of his plan. Because it ain't never going to go nowhere.
Amen. Amen. Say it again, Pastor.
The word ain't going to go nowhere. You might get mad, you might get angry, but it ain't going nowhere. I got scripture to show you this time. Matthew 24:35. Matthew, we probably talk about that this week too. Now what that should say to you is, if you're in the word of God, you ain't going nowhere. You can't go nowhere. Because the word of God ain't going nowhere.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Been a message by sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. Amen.
Amen. What you think about that, huh?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So hey, man, you into something that ain't finna wear out.
Amen.
I might have been pastor, I might have been talking to. Can you imagine if God was like man, the sun would have been in a repair shop right now. The sun, that big sun, been in a repair shop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I done seen people roll cars off the assembly line and call them back.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the moon? God said, well, you know what? Y'all won't have moon for about a year. I need to get it. I need to tune it up and stuff.
Have mercy.
And God wants you to know, it's before it happened, brother and sister. That ain't nothing going to happen to the world. It's going to be here. If the sun don't shine, the word is going to be here. If the moon doesn't pop out, the word will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Oh, God, listen.
It ain't going nowhere.
Thank you,
the word
Jesus.
Of God ain't going nowhere. So it's like a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
God, as a matter of fact, the heavens. Do you realize what's all in the heavens? The angels, the saints, everything. I said, that'll pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And this earth, your Mercedes, your Bentley.
Come on, Pastor.
Your
say
big
that.
Mansion.
Yeah.
All that stuff going to leave our body. But the word ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere. Amen.
Amen.
So that's where you want to get, you know, that's where you want to stay with. You want to stay in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited. Because remember, see, once you get born by the word of God, then you become like God.
All right. Say
y'all that. Y'all didn't hear that. Why do you think God wrote that like that? Being born of incorruptible seed.
Mm-hmm.
See, because remember, we were born of corruptible seed. So God said, you know what? Yeah. I want you like me. So in order for you to be like me, you got to be like the Word. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. The Word was with God. And remember, I went down there about the 12, 14 verse. The Word said, and the Word was made flesh. Well, guess what, brothers and sisters? It was part of God's plan that we'd be like the Word so we could be like God. We could be like Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, that thing's big. It's huge. See the revelation in that.
Hallelujah.
It's part of his plan.
Yes,
you couldn't stay in him being corrupt. So the only way you could not be corrupt is to get into the word and get born again by it so you can be like
him. Amen.
Hello,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
See, that's pretty much where faith is having the word and acting on it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The first thing you want to do is put the word of God where God got it. And he got it first place. See, that shows you your faith right there. When you put the word of God first place. I put the word of God over the doctor. Oh, it was so many people over there in that ER. You all would not believe how many folks was in that ER. But see, when you put the word of God first, and let me tell you, I said, Lord, whatever your will is, but my will is to be on the word at noon at 12 o'clock. That's my will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know what nobody else will, but mine, at 12 o'clock, I want to be on the broadcast.
Praise God. Yeah. Praise.
That gets past the grief. Yeah.
Thank
I mean,
you,
that's a travel mom. The Lord to text
her. Thank you, Lord.
I wanted to text some other folks, but before I could do it, the doctor was in there working, making things happen. Get me up out of there. You know, Sunday, we talked about the 119th Psalm and the 105th verse. What is the word to you? What is it to you? Is it a lamp unto your feet? What is it? Is it a light to your pathway? See, at that time, they didn't have street lights. So many people can't appreciate it today. But a lamp was, oh man, that was valuable. Do I need to tell you how valuable a lamp? A lamp was like having a piece of gold.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
A lantern? Man, what you talking about? Young people, they cherish that. Matter of fact, I can tell y'all some stories because I got a real good whooping one time because I broke the chimney. We used to have a chimney on this lamp. And my mama told me, said, no, don't bother that. I'll clean that part. But I want to be fast. I want to be vanish. And I'm going to grab the thing, and I can do what you did. Mom, all you did is take that a newspaper and put it around it. I broke that thing, and my mom was squinting to me, and she broke me.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
So before the night was over, she had to go and get another globe. And those things wasn't cheap.
Amen.
But she had to get another globe, because see, when you put that globe on it, it began to show light throughout the whole way.
That's right. Amen. Yes, it does.
So the word became a lamp unto my feet. So I'm able to see now. Wherever I go, I had to have that lamp. I had to have that lantern. See, once you understand that and appreciate that, then you can appreciate what the psalmist is saying over in the 119th Psalm. And the 105th division, you can understand that. You'll understand that. The only way you're going through that path is you got to have a light, especially in dark times. If you don't know we're in dark times, you don't know what's going on. But I'm excited about the word, people. I'm just excited.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that this is where God, this is all in God's plan. You preach it. Teach other people about God. You shouldn't be ashamed of the word of God.
Yeah.
That's our way of escape, is through the word of God. See, that song is like a pacifier. It just holds you for a moment. Before you get off into that word, you got something solid.
It'll keep you. Amen. So,
Hopefully this week is going to be real exciting. I know it's going to be exciting for me. I can already tell. It started off exciting for me. It started off just like it went in the book of Acts with Peter and them. While Peter was in jail, church started praying. And before they finished praying, he was out.
They thought it was a ghost.
You all stand with me this weekend. Oh, by the way, we'll be here Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
In case somebody missed it, we'll be here Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, y'all take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.